Welcome to our podcast. I'm Frank Long, Editorial Director of Rehab Management and Physical Therapy Products. On this program, we're going to take a look at the emerging and important trends in the healthcare industry and find out what they mean to physical therapists and the settings in which they practice. To help us expand what we know about these trends, we've invited Scott Gustaf to speak with us. Scott is Director of Strategic Development at Clinicient. Scott, welcome to our program.
Thanks, Frank. Happy to be here.
Scott, can you tell us what changes in the healthcare industry are affecting all players, from hospitals to private practice physical therapists?
So there's some pretty big trends that are going to, I would kind of put them into three buckets. One significant one is patient engagement, getting the patient to be more engaged in their healthcare and being, you know, very much part of the process. Certainly the integration and sharing of information across the healthcare ecosystem, and more connectivity in that area is another important trend that's going on. And then the consistent change in payment model, moving more to a value-based type of concept, is a very significant trend as well.
Scott, you mentioned value-based. Can you tell us a little bit about what value-based care is?
Sure. So historically, payments been made based on some sort of fee schedule or an episode or a case or these kinds of things. There really hasn't been a ton of tie back to results. So outcomes and things like this are things that have been a very much growing trend and all kinds of things to say, hey, we're doing things, but are they actually resulting in good outcomes for folks? Well, value-based is really the next level of that is we want to pay you based on essentially performance, right? So it's kind of a pay-for-performance. It's another terminology for value-based care. And the idea is we've done a lot of research, et cetera, and this is like Medicare or some big organization, and we know from all of our data that to get someone healthy from a certain incident, it should take this many visits, et cetera, et cetera. Are we able to do that, and are we able to accomplish getting that person back up healthy within what we feel is a defined value for that treatment? Maybe it's a new hip, and maybe it's, you know, whatever that base that may be. There's a value for that, and then making sure that you're getting the proper outcome from that. So it's really, you know, focused much more on the ultimate outcome of getting the patient healthy again.
Scott, what are the implications of value-based care for outpatient rehabilitation?
It's going to be pretty significant, Frank. So value-based care in the kind of inpatient hospital setting has been around for a while because they have been paid sort of flat payments. In the outpatient space, it's primarily been called what's fee-for-service, which is I do a bunch of units for a certain procedure that I do, and then I get paid a certain contractual amount for that, et cetera. The idea that that's going to move to more of a flat fee, hey, here's $1,200, this person better get well within that $1,200, is a concept that still exists, but is going to be pretty significant when it becomes the main way folks are getting paid. So the idea of productivity of a therapist is really going to change. It's going to change from how many units of a procedure am I billing on a regular basis to how effectively am I using my therapist's time to get people well as quickly as possible and with the highest level of quality. And so there's going to be, how do we measure that? How do we measure the time being used? How do we measure the quality of care? All these sorts of things are going to become extremely more important than they have in the past, although they've always been important, but it's going to be much more important for outpatient rehab than has been historically.
Can you describe the technology plan that outpatient rehab providers should put in place for value-based care?
Well, there's two main components. There's three components, let's say. So fundamentally, you are going to continue to have to move to a technology-based platform, including an EMR of some type. There's still a lot of people out there that are on paper, but that move to EMRs can become more and more important because you're going to have to be able to report and track time based on these treatments as well as the outcomes and be able to report those things to billing groups, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So that's one piece. The other two pieces are going to be outcomes, some sort of way to continue to track the outcomes that you've achieved either subjective or objectively, with a patient from when they've come in and progressed throughout their treatment and then they've finished their course of care. You'll need to be able to have an outcomes tool. And then third, the reporting is going to be, the reporting on productivity and the management of productivity is going to move from a units-based productivity management to a time-based productivity management. A lot of folks are doing that today, but in the broader market space, that's not a usual way for people to think about it, but it's going to become extremely important in the outpatient space to begin keeping track of time and resource in the treatment.
Does integration of clinical data and claims data matter? And if so, tell us why.
It doesn't just matter, Frank. It's essential. It has to happen because oftentimes the payer, you know, that's getting the claims data will require the clinical outcomes as a form of payment for performance. There may be something that's like a bonus structure that may be put in place that is, I'll pay you a certain amount now, but if you continue to receive, you know, achieve certain types of outcomes, then you'll get a bonus at the end of some period of time, you know, every 6 months, every year, or something like that. So there's a lot of different payment structures coming down, and a lot of them are, you know, they're in use in little pockets, little arrangements already, so it's already starting to happen in certain areas, but that's going to be more and more pervasive for people. So the linkage of clinical and financial data from a claim set is absolutely going to be important. It's equally going to be important for running a successful practice. You have to be able to tie those two things together, the financial piece and the clinical piece, to even be able to keep track of your business and how well your main revenue source, your therapists, are performing at the optimal amount of productivity.
We've been speaking with Scott Gustaf, Director of Strategic Development at Clinician. Scott, thank you for joining us.
Thanks, Frank.